and visit ymcamontgomery.org today. And get ready to make this your child's best summer ever.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The day before a Lion Air crash in Indonesia, it's reported, an off-duty pilot in the cockpit prevented a crash by telling the crew how to turn off a malfunctioning flight control system. Another plane like it crashed this month in Ethiopia, and Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao is asking for an audit of the jet's approval process.
In a memo, Chao says the audit will help inform the department's decision-making and the public's understanding and provide an objective and detailed factual history of the activities that resulted in the certification of the Boeing 737 MAX 8.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The state of Texas is considering an appeal of a federal court ruling that three Native American inmates are allowed to keep their long hair in jail.
The state arguing long hair could symbolize gangs, harbor lice, and pose a suicide risk. The lead plaintiff, a Cherokee man, said his long hair connected him to his creator.
Fox's Therese Crowley. This is Fox News.
It's spring break, right?
Spring break! Yeah!
Spring break, spring break, spring break. Wasting away. I want one bourbon, one scotch, and one beer.
I'm going to party town.
Spring break. Enjoy your booze-soaked, shameless, scantily clothed, debauchery-filled escape without parental supervision. What could possibly go wrong?
Wildest spring break ever. Yeah!
Just a few questions this morning for three men and a lady. Greg Budell, spell for us the word that most describes your feelings for the radio audience.
R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Okay. Jay Scott and Emily Hayes, I understand that today you're taking everyone in the building to lunch, including listeners who happen to come by. Financially, how are you guys going to pull this off?
Credit card fraud.
Bailey the Wonder Dog, I understand that you no longer like chicken.
What you talking about, Will?
Must have got some bad information there. And Rich Thomas, what is your reply when someone makes some disparaging remarks about your meteorological prognostications?
You use those words really fancy.
Oh, I'll translate. What do you say when someone goes off on your weather report?
Hey, how about a nice Hawaiian punch?
That's more like it. Now, stand by for three men and a lady.
What are we going to do now?
I told you. Three men and a lady.
She's such a girl.
I'm just going to be quiet now.
It's for the best.
All right.
As
Rusty Aldridge opening his go.
Fantastic.
I agree, Rich. Three men and a lady with yours truly, Greg Udo.
Jay Scott.
Jay Scott.
Yay, fun.
That would be Emily Hayes. And, of course, the incorrigible Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Just multitasking here, as I tweeted just moments ago, sampling some 6 a.m. airport regions on this first, this last morning of winter. Temperatures now, Troy 37, Alexander City 36, Selma and Auburn 34, Prattville 39, Montgomery has 41 with that full moon out there, which looks pretty spectacular. Sunrise will be at 6:49. Forecast for today, calling for... It's going to be mostly sunny with a high temperature in the upper 60s, low tonight around 42. Again, that full supermoon tonight, also a space station flyover I'll tell you about later. Increasing clouds later on tonight as a weak front approaches. Should be a dry front. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the upper 60s. I think we'll be around 70, maybe low 70s on Friday. Saturday and Sunday, mid-70s. Perfect spring break weekend weather. Down at the coast, high near 70 Saturday and Sunday. Gulf water temperature, a chilly 62 now. Showers and thunderstorms return Monday. Right now, this morning, clear skies. It's 41 at 6:10.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking over some of the things that we have coming up today, do we have Steve Miller tickets?
Yes.
It's our last day.
Let's do a backwards song.
Because
I got insulted by the guy that won yesterday. I don't need any more of that.
What?
Take the tickets and run.
He posted his victory on Facebook and said something that I gave him a layup or a... I mean, it wasn't bad. Greg Powell was our winner yesterday. And I just saw on Facebook a notification with my name. And he was very excited he won the tickets. But...
Well, what... you remember what happened.
What bothered you?
Is that you turned the music back on while he was on hold.
Oh,
it wasn't the original five easy pieces. It was that chunk that played before we took his call.
It's true, there was a chunk.
I mean, I just assume that that's what it is. You know what happens when you assume.
Oh, he
you make an ass out of you and me.
I didn't think we could say that. I first saw that on the Odd Couple. Oscar was in court for like a traffic ticket or something, and I think Felix wrote it on the chalkboard in there.
Mm-hmm.
I could have that backwards. I am just a dumb girl.
I know what it is for the best, as Jay says. Like he was describing
it. Intelligence
death.
Is for the best.
Oh, that's too much. A third of Americans believe that SNL has gotten too political.
I saw that, yeah.
Nobody would say that. Look, politics has always been a part of their thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the ugly politics that have become part of their thing. That
and every late night host is so far liberal, left wing liberal.
And you know what?
Difficult to watch.
They're out of touch with the rest of the country right now.
Could a conservative talk show host survive? And would they be on a major network late night show? I mean,
I thought about this yesterday because I was noticing that WLS made a change in program directors, and I was thinking back to, of course, then, you know, that was right when in the 92 election cycle, and I was all over Bill Clinton about Jennifer Flowers and, you know,
right,
the stuff that was first surfacing on that. There was no problem because left and right weren't so far apart, and it's great. Oh my God, it's hilarious because Occasional Cortex in New York, who's been running her mouth so and acting funny, like she's been in Congress for 30 years, saw approval numbers on her yesterday that were quite dismal. I mean, really, really bad. So now she's blaming the usual suspects, racism and misogyny and all that crap.
But not the media.
That's the fact that she's a flaming idiot who lucked into Congress. Today is National Kick Butts Day.
What's that?
We're supposed to
smoke the butts that you find in the grass outside beyond the stoop.
I thought that was an act of resourcefulness.
I thought that was gross.
Well,
I don't know where those butts have been.
I mean, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 dogs that,
Oh, well.
I always check the discarded butt to make sure there's no yellow on it or discoloration.
That's a good
those
boy.
Those I don't smoke.
That's a good boy.
But if it's still white, like it just came out of the pack. Then
that's what I was always told. Don't smoke the yellow butts.
Son. Jay Zappa will have random facts at 7 o'clock today. Don't miss that. A chance to win $10 with our food outlet pop. And by the way, I should look up. We got the new specials for Wednesday through Tuesday. Of course, it's cost plus 10 throughout the store. And where am I hiding those for myself? Where's my... Here we go, food outlet. Let's bring up the ad. Let's see what they got this week. That's special because it's... By the way, chili tomorrow. I made a monster chili. And it'll still be chilly enough in the morning tomorrow where chili would be okay,
yeah,
right? Well,
yeah.
Because I would hate to...
It's still March.
This week at Food Outlet... Large tomatoes. Ooh, those will go well with the BLTs we'll have on Tuesday. 74 cents a pound. Bluebell ice cream, Jay, $4.83 for the big half gallon. Hunger Man dinners. Those are $2.50 each. That's a full meal.
It really is a full meal.
Easy to fix, too. And if you're in a cookie baking mood, you'll be happy to know that granulated Domino sugar is $1.98, and that's for the 5-pound bag. Now, those are just some of the specials ahead of Cost Plus 10 throughout the store. And oh, I better get some of this mayo, too. Kraft mayo is the big 30-ounce jar. It's $2.98, so I better bring one of those in because we're almost out of it. We just threw a squirt bottle every two.
I tell you what. We have mayo now.
Yeah.
We're going nuclear winter.
I need to get a couple of those, and I'll hide one up here just in case. Somebody gets curious downstairs. Food Outlet has three locations, Highway 14 in Honeymoon Heaven, Millbrook, Main Street, just west of 31 in the Preferred Community and on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery, right next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, where you'll see me every Sunday morning at 7:45. We have confirmed the chicken tender text to Madam Bailey. At 6:17, your local news.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Republican State Senator Jim McClendon announced a new lottery proposal Tuesday. He presented two bills in the Senate. One would repeal the line in the Alabama Constitution that prohibits a lottery. The other would address passing the lottery into law. Democratic presidential candidate Senator Elizabeth Warren made a campaign stop in Selma Tuesday. During her visit, Warren talked about the need for federal funding to redevelop public housing, combat voter suppression, and why she wants to abolish the Electoral College. And a recent police checkpoint in Covington County led to the arrests of 37 minors who were in possession of alcohol. Covington County law enforcement say spring break is a busy time and that this should serve as a warning to others. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Morning.
Crack-a-lackin'.
Time to celebrate hump day.
Wednesday is
hump day.
The term hump day.
Could be offensive.
Too early to know for sure.
Too early to say.
No offense.
No offense.
Don't get your panties in a bunch.
Don't get your panties in a bunch.
And just say it.
It's Wednesday.
And what else?
Oh, yeah.
It's showtime.
Well, this is interesting. I was going to say, we got a lot in the cheap and trashy today, but...
What is it?
That's a segment we do on the show around 6:45.
You're welcome.
But that's not important.
Somehow, my mic wasn't on.
One of my fingers missed.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have I heard that?
I, I don't know.
Stop it, Jay. I'll turn this radio program right around.
She says she was heavily inspired by the Sound of Music song My Favorite Things when she created Seven Rings.
Seven Rings.
Well, as it turns out, the owners of the publishing on Rodgers and Hammerstein's Favorite Things looked into it, and now 90% of the royalties from that song go to them and not to her.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oops.
Open your mouth. Big mouth. You know, how much did that cost you? That's what the money is, too, publishing.
She should do something that sounds like My Sweet Lord.
I guess this is as much news as it is sports.
Okay.
Sports.
Robert Kraft can get off.
Oh, yes.
On prostitution. Yeah. If he admits he's guilty.
Yeah, they offered him a deal. They said, look, we'll drop all the charges as long as you admit that you did the prostitution
you
thing.
You billionaire.
Yeah.
He's got the money to fight it if he wants, I suppose. But yeah. Why go through all that?
You know, he should admit it because it's a guy thing.
It's a guy thing.
And today,
well,
at this hour,
the right? Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
Holy cow, it's been a blast in Tokyo this morning.
Look at the score.
9-4 Mariners.
Baseball that counts is happening right now, folks. Baseball that counts is happening right this second.
I saw Stephen Piscotty hit a home run.
The first homer of the season. Yeah.
Yay, Piscotty.
It looks like Domingo Santana's done that for the Mariners. Looks like a grand slam.
Oh,
there.
Man. The rest of the slate, folks, is Thursday. No, not this Thursday. The following Thursday.
Beckham, Santana, both homering for Seattle as they score 9 runs off the A's. Let's see what the A's have done. Chris Davis, his first home. There's a guy. You know that guy has batted .247 each of the last 3 years?
Really?
That's consistent and hit 42 home runs.
Hey, any baseball deals yesterday?
I didn't hear about any. Nothing really big. Nothing, you know.
Just that, you know, the Trout thing.
Oh, my God.
Well, he, if anybody deserved a ridiculous contract, it's him. He's been the best player in the game for 6 years.
How many times has he been the MVP?
He's been MVP twice, but he's finished second 3 times and finished fourth once. In other words, there's never been a season where he hasn't finished in the top 5.
That's amazing.
And the only reason he hasn't is because his team has sucked. Somebody else comes along and steals the thunder.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that was the thing. There was a lot of speculation. You know, he had 2 years left with the Angels, who have basically sucked almost the entire time he's been there. And he wants to play in a winner.
So check this out. Even if they don't make the playoffs, they still got Trout, and they're going to have him until he's
40.
Retires.
Yeah.
That'll be retirement. So, yeah, good for the Angels.
It must be nice. Now, think about this. Baseball players get paid April 1st through October 1st, 6-month window.
Oh.
He'll be averaging $36 million for the next 12 years. So that means each month he gets $6 million paid on the 1st and the 15th, so that's $3 million gross, minus deductions, take-home pay, probably around $2.1 million.
How is he going to survive?
I don't know. Fundraisers, I suppose.
I don't know what you do on the off-season, though, as far as getting by.
He's got a GoFundMe page up, you know.
Yeah.
Brad McDonald has actually worked with a few athletes, including the amazing Tim Hudson, who was a standout pitcher for many years.
And a great guy, former Auburn Tiger.
Yes. Yeah. And I would be interested. Maybe I'll ask him today. Well, of course, I did when Harper signed his contract. I said, Brant, what do you suggest to somebody that's guaranteed that kind of money? He says, call my office and become my client. And I will be happy to take good care of you forever and ever. So, but for everybody, whether you're just starting out, I want to erase the impression that you need to show up at Brant's office with a suitcase filled with money. Yeah. And what do I do with this? No, it's all about starting a plan. $1 at a time. That's how you build for the future, whatever your goals are, retirement for your kids, saving for a first home. They can help you plan all of that. And when you walk out feeling managerial about your money, which is a critical self-esteem builder. So call him and make an appointment to meet with him. He's in Salt Lake attending the Barron's Conference, not Baron Coleman, but Barron's.
The whole guy's named Barron showing up to the conference.
Well, he's in...
Is that Barron with one R or two R's?
He's ranked in the top 100 up-and-coming financial analysts in the country. So and for the second year in a row. So he is one of the best, nationally recognized one of the best, and you're in good hands.
He works at the same gym, I do.
Yes, and he... he says that you really put yourself into it, that you are a...
Well, I'm consistent. I'm there a lot.
I got to start doing it, too. Because I would hate to have a big, fat heart attack in front of all you guys.
Don't do that.
I mean, ratings would be off the roof.
But... Yeah, but then you have to drag me down the stairs.
At least don't do it.
My head going...
At least don't do it during the morning show.
I'll see if I can do it in the afternoon. Well, that's more likely anyway when I get a little wound up over certain things. McDonald and Hagen, 387-0094. Time well spent. 6:25, our first look at the roads. The timeline for the 20th of March with Rich Thomas and today's lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting. Students, be ready.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region, and your ride into work this morning is going to be a smooth one. We don't have any problems on the interstates. They are running along at a speed limit ride. There's no trouble on the boulevard other than stop and go at the traffic lights. And if you're using the 31s to come into town, don't worry. There's no problems there either this early morning. If you're in a wreck and wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch traffic.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stuart Vance at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Finally spring. It makes the birds sing. It makes everything greener. Finally spring. Hey spring, I think I love you. Yeah, I want you more and more. Warm days and cool nights. I love you.
friendly spring. Time for some planting and some spring cleaning. Groovy. Finally spring.
But not until 4:58, right?
Right, that's true.
We're a little bit premature this morning. We apologize. At 6:30 with the timeline for the 20th of March. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
On the first day of spring, but the last timeline of winter. On the 79th day of the year, 286 days left. Hey, this is Free Cone Day at Dairy Queen. Free Cone Day? I haven't had an ice cream cone.
We should all go as a family.
We don't ever do anything together.
We don't.
No, I really
haven't. We have loud headphones together.
To do that, I usually go there once a week for show because he has one food group, chicken.
Yeah.
So, and I like the cone where they dip it in the chocolate.
Mm-hmm. The dip cone.
Yeah. And it's the chocolate stays glued to the soft serve ice cream. That's a miracle.
Oh, gosh, I hope I'm not abducted by an extraterrestrial, but this is extraterrestrial abduction a day.
Ooh.
It's also Ravioli Day. You know, I haven't had ravioli in a long time.
Ravioli's really good.
It's really good. Fattening, but it's good. 167 years ago, 1852, Uncle Tom's Cabin, the anti-slavery novel by Harriet Beecher Stowe, is first published. 1930, KFC, which used to be called Kentucky Fried Chicken, is founded by Colonel Harlan Sanders in North Corbin, Kentucky.
At a gas station.
It's still around. He used to carry all that stuff in his
briefcase?
Well, no, it was back in the back
satchel?
Of his car.
Oh.
It was in his trunk. 71 years ago in 1948, Zippity Doodah from the vaulted Disney classic Sound of the South won Best Original Song at the 20th Academy Awards, and the guy who got Best Supporting Actor was Edmund Gwenn. He played Kris Kringle on Miracle on 34th Street, and he won it for that role. 55 years ago in 64, the first Pink Panther movie released in the U.S., starring Peter Sellers as Inspector Clouseau.
First one isn't that funny, because he was not the star of that movie.
Right.
It was David Niven, and
true.
He just played the bumbling detective, but he stole the show, so they made...
They decided to make him the center of the attention next time. 1965 on this date, LBJ sends federal troops to Alabama. He notified Governor George Wallace that he will use federal authority to call up the Alabama National Guard in order to supervise a planned civil rights march from Selma to Montgomery. You want me to speak softer?
No, my head, just something over the last break, my headphones. Woo!
What? Yeah, mine could go down too.
What? 51 years ago.
Hey, thank you.
I think the people at night here are in love with their own voice.
51 years ago in 68, Eric Clapton and Neil Young arrested at a home in Los Angeles and charged with being in a place where it was suspected that marijuana was being used.
You can be arrested for that?
They were in a place where marijuana was suspected of being used.
Sounds like a Dragnet episode.
Clapton was later found innocent of the misdemeanor charge. Neil Young paid a fine.
Of course he did.
50 years ago, in 1969, John Lennon married Yoko Ono. It happened in Gibraltar.
By the way, that's our theme for True the Baloney later today.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, our song of the day. It's a solo song from a Beatle and a great songwriter. The year is 1971. This is actually the B-side of a big song. This is the B-side of My Sweet Lord, but this one got a ton of radio airplay anyway. Top 10 hit. Students, if you don't feel like talking up the 25-second intro, you can stop right here, or you can continue. Youngest Beatle, George Harrison, from the landmark album All Things Must Pass. What is life? That's the question we're posing this morning on your timeline.
What I feel, I can't say. Tell me what is my life without you know.
youngest Beatle, George Harrison, the late George Harrison. On this date in 1971, Janis Joplin starts a number one song, number one on the charts with Me and Bobby McGee, written by Kris Kristofferson.
Karaoke'd that once, super drunk, chain smoking, and drinking a bunch of whiskey.
Janis would do it, yeah.
Well, I would love to have seen that.
No, you wouldn't.
That was a Janis Joplin song I did not appreciate until many years later.
Speaking of drunk artists, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts were number one on the charts with I Love Rock and Roll back on this date 37 years ago in 1982. They stayed there for 7 weeks. That's a good song. We've done that before. We'll do it again. This was awful. On this date in 1991, Eric Clapton's four-year-old son, Connor, falls to his death from the 53rd story of a New York apartment building. A housekeeper was cleaning the house, left a window open. The baby falls.
Oh,
my God. That was just awful. He wrote...
Tears in Heaven.
Yeah.
Couldn't listen to that.
Jeez. 29 years ago, 1990, Gloria Estefan suffered a broken back when her tour bus was hit by a skidding truck on an icy Pennsylvania highway. Within a year, she was back on stage.
That was amazing, too, because it was like the American Music Awards or something like that. And it was I just remember as a kid, it was such a big production for their song, Coming Out of the Dark or whatever. Yeah. And she, like, emerges from it after her whole accident and stuff.
Right,
and it was
she's all
amazing.
Better, yeah.
Oh, man, that stuck with me.
23 years ago in 96, Lyle and Eric Menendez, two nice boys, were convicted of first-degree murder for killing their parents.
A great taste in sweaters.
Yeah, they were sweater guys, weren't they? 20 years ago in 99, Legoland opened in Carlsbad, California to celebrate the 20th anniversary. Kids got in free if their birthday was... was that day. Holly Hunter is 61 from Connors, Georgia. My favorite Holly Hunter movie is the neurotic producer in Broadcast
Excellent.
News.
And I always thought she was kind of hot, too.
I thought she was from Alabama, but I guess she's over the border in Connors, Georgia.
Where?
Connors, Georgia.
Raising Arizona for me.
Raising... Oh, that was another great one. Oh, you're right. Holly was also in Saving Grace and some other stuff, too. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? Spike Lee is 62 today. William Hurt, who was also in that movie, is 69. He was in Broadcast News, too. Carl Palmer is 69. He's the last man standing in Emerson, Lake & Palmer. 2016 to get the death of Keith Emerson and Greg Lake. Bobby Orr is 71. He's a hockey guy.
Man.
Pat Riley is 74, Miami Heat's president. Hal Linden from Barney Miller is 88 today.
Jeez.
And listen to this. Carl Reiner is 97. Comic genius, born in the Bronx. Way before my time, he was on your show of shows. He was a writer, but I remember from the Dick Van Dyke Show, he created that show, and he played Alan Brady on the show.
You are a meathead.
We owe him that's a great debt of gratitude for that
producing idiot. That child. Chester Bennington from Linkin Park would have had a birthday today. Died in 2017, July 20th, 2017. Took his life. From the dearly departed Files, Fred Rogers has a birthday today. And Ozzie Nelson, who always looked like perfect dad, would have had a birthday today. Died in 75, The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet. Max Capital City Classic, 6 days away. MLB full slate of baseball is now 8 days away. 31 days till Easter. 53 days till Mother's Day. And Christmas, 280 days away. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
It's much better. On this last morning of winter, with spring arriving at 4:58 this afternoon, sunshine high around 68. Tonight's low 42. Increasing clouds later on tonight as a weak front approaches, but I think the showers currently associated with that front will dry out before it gets here. Otherwise, mostly sunny tomorrow, upper 60s, near 70 perhaps.
On CBS 8 and ABC 32.
TV time.
We are rapidly approaching 6:40. Someone on Reddit asked people to name some unwritten rules everyone should follow.
Yeah, a few good ones we have seen are if you borrow someone's car, put gas in it. Mm-hmm. If you finish a roll of toilet paper, replace it. And don't leave shopping carts in the middle of an aisle or just all over the parking lot. I'm going to add that in
there. Okay, add that on there. All right, sounds like there's a lot to talk about, so we want to bring in three-winded lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I forgot to spray my hair. You guys talk.
Oh, wait a minute. What? He's going to spray his hair.
Okay.
But this just in, he's going to do it on the air.
He's going to do it, yeah, live. I think basically, if you're the last to use something, you need to replace it.
Well, yeah.
This is correct.
If you empty, and I'm just using examples randomly, nothing that has to do with this place.
Right.
If you use the last of the water, replace the water.
Right.
In the jug. If you finish the coffee, start another pot.
Another pot of coffee.
Baron's not allowed to put the water bottle back on top of the thing after the debacle of 2018.
He is allowed.
No, he's not, because he knocked the water off, and that five-gallon jug spilt all on the floor, and I had to shop back it up.
Oh, I thought that was because we broke the machine.
Did we? Whatever. I give up.
This is all stuff I don't know about.
I just remember I had to get with the shop vac. Bless it.
But yeah.
You know, I'll try and address this topic as delicately as I can.
Your hair looks much better.
Oh, does it? Thank you.
Yeah.
And whenever I say I'm going to address this as delicately as I can, I can hear the oxygen leave the room at the TV station.
Right. Especially in the control room.
But honestly, and this is a problem, and not with the ladies' room here. The ladies' room here always looks like, now don't ask why I'm in there, I just piss.
We know when y'all have been in our bathroom.
You have to ask that question.
Sometimes we have to.
No, but y'all leave it a mess, and I won't.
No,
get
but generally,
rude.
I mean, it looks like a fine hotel.
It's very nice.
They got the spray. They got all the little hand soaps.
Right. Got a couch,
towels. Yeah, an attendant. Everything.
Do they have someone there handing out towels?
Sure,
yeah.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
That's right.
The men's room looks like
an Exxon station.
Yeah, on I-65, you know, at some distant, like Owasa or someplace like that. Nothing against Owasa.
Poor Owasa.
But you would think, there's nothing worse than you go in there and you see the toilet paper roll.
Yeah.
And there's one sheet left on it.
Why didn't somebody, yeah.
You would think that it weighed 500 pounds that you needed to call in a forklift to take off the old roll. And then the engineering feat of squeezing the spring together so you can put it through the fresh roll to put that back on.
Oh, the best is when the fresh roll is set on top of the empty roll. It's mind-boggling.
No, mind-boggling. Another mistake.
Right.
Somebody has the next roll out, and they leave it on the sink, and the guys in this place have a splash party in there. So the bottom part, no.
What?
I mean, in the
sink.
Wash their hands. It's like they're using a garden hose. You know?
It's hot in here.
You know the delay button that we have in the producer's booth?
Right.
Yes. He's gonna put Greg on it.
They've probably been hovering over his head.
All I'm saying is the fresh roll then is all wet at the bottom.
I got
because
you
know what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Leaving the buggies all over the parking lot, I will never understand that.
And the buggy return thing is right over there. Why didn't you?
Yeah, but you know what?
There's several. Like usually, there's one on each row.
Yeah.
So.
And the worst is when you're going to park your car and you think you've got a good parking spot, but then you get up there and somebody's left a buggy in the parking spot. You don't see it.
That's what I was about to say, Emily.
Yes.
You're fighting all the soccer moms in East Montgomery at Publix. You think you found a spot and you go to pull in and then you see the shopping cart.
I mean, literally, this happens to you very often.
Bless it.
Every
you
time
you have a meeting with all of the soccer moms of East Montgomery, because they've got it out for Andrew.
Every time you walk that buggy back to that little buggy runway where they all go together,
the buggy runway. Yeah.
You take a job away from somebody they've hired to go out and fetch them.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay. Is that how you excuse behavior?
Sure, you're making their job a little bit harder, and they would probably prefer that you just put them all in the designated.
No, Julie, I think he's really just trying to excuse the fact that he doesn't send them back.
I try to leave it at a place where.
Now we know that he's the one that does it.
I try to leave it.
He uses that Publix because he lives out by us.
All the groceries and stuff to make breakfast.
We better stop beating up on him.
I got one more.
Okay.
One thing, an unsaid thing, you can't make breakfast for one group.
Oh!
go.
There you go. This.
Well, join us for Malto Meal tomorrow morning then.
Julia just let you have it.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah. You guys have a good one.
You just blew it for all of us. Thank you.
Look, even Bailey's got nothing. I need to cool off. You want to hear more from the lady over at News Talk 93.1? Check them out Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Look at the look on his face.
Julia, wow. Still more to come on Alabama News Rising. A great start to the day. I'll have a look at Bust Up Forecasts.
Wow. Wow.
She's not getting a Christmas card from you,
no.
Huh?
Oh, wow.
Woo. I was going to say, I may not push the buggy back to the the buggy runway or whatever they call it, but I always leave it in a place where the surface is flat so it doesn't roll into somebody's door.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's another thing.
Don't I get credit for that?
Yes, you do. And you get credit for great steak and eggs this morning. New York Strip. New York Strip!
Yes, and I was out there in my Marlins pajamas grilling those up for you guys at 4:15.
And we appreciate it.
Glad you had PJs on.
What do you have on?
Yeah.
Naked in his backyard, grilling?
Yeah, I was afraid the Rich Thomas weathercopter might fly over.
The drone?
Yeah. 646. Did you ever see that bum-ba-dum-bum-bum-bum-bum, farmers it is? They did. And there's a one where they show where a drone flew into somebody's windshield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, that I haven't seen. I haven't seen that one. But I love that series of commercials.
Yes, they do cover some interesting accidents.
We covered that.
We see a few things because we see a few things or whatever it is. And it's the guy, he's a very credible spokesperson, even though he's acting in a couple of different TV series. Right. What's his name?
J.K. Simmons.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure he makes a nice buck for that. He does a good job. 647 for your car. It's maybe spring cleaning time. In addition to that, it may be time to say, hey, the weather's going to be warming up. When was the last time I changed the oil? It's not so many miles. It may be just the seasonal thing that requires an oil change, too, because it gets, well, during the colder weather, your oil gets thicker.
And Leon's larger.
That's right. So you and Leon get your cars over to Don Duncan and get them ready for the spring weather ahead. Also, get their certified technicians and state-of-the-art diagnostics just to check the car out. Rotate the tires. They work like a personal pit crew there. And if you need any accommodation to get your car in other words, a ride back to your house, your job, whatever, just ask. Because they're all about customer service that exceeds your highest expectations at Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. Downtown at 408 Madison, just ahead of Vaughan Road on Bell. And in Millbrook now on Highway 14 by the McDonald's. And by the way, they also offer wholesale pricing on every name brand tire at Don Duncan. Just ask. They'll quote you a price that includes professional installation. 648, we'll take a look at the roads here, and then we'll come back with today's cheap and trash.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic is checking around the river region, and we see an accident on I-65 northbound at the Selma Highway. So if you're headed into Montgomery that way, please be careful. Except for that one hang-up, everything is really running great on the interstates. No problems on 65 or 85. The boulevard's starting to see a little bit of traffic, so be careful. Watch out. You're going to slow down at the traffic lights. If you're coming in from Wetumpka, there's no problems on 231. And if you're coming in from Prattville, you've got a choice, I-65 or 31. Either one is just fine this morning. Get ready for spring and summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Cricket, Young America Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Get ready for the Million Point Mania at Wind Creek Wetumpka because we've got millions of bonus points up for grabs. You can earn your entries now through Saturday, March 30th. Then come in every Saturday in March for a chance to win up to 1 million bonus points. It's the Million Point Mania, and it's only at Wind Creek Wetumpka. Find your winning moment.
Computer screen just turned blue, black, network slow, hacked, ransomware. Listen, your business relies on technology. You don't need to know how it works. You just need it to work. Well, Bachelor Technologies has a team of engineers who do know. Bachelor will keep your systems up and running smooth 24/7. System monitoring, backups, maintenance. Go to wearebt.com and learn more. Bachelor Technologies. Learn more at wearebt.com.
Hey, kids.
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today, official beginning of spring.
I am in a fantastic mood today, and I don't know why.
I better call the doctor, because I got spring fever.
That is great, and it makes you feel good.
Sunshine.
What kind of mood elevator are you on?
Good morning, Sunshine.
They've been in remarkably good moods.
I bet you just fart, Sunshine.
If he gets too much direct sunlight, he'll die.
No way.
Walking on sunshine.
Let's try that.
So you're just a happy camper.
You'd be happy, happy.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Well, let's see what the biggest show of the week was on the television.
Right? On the telly.
On the telly, NCIS was number one with 12 million viewers. Mm-hmm. Now, that may be number one, but just a couple of years ago, that show was averaging 18 million viewers a week.
Well, people got busy.
It just beat out The Voice and 60 Minuets, FBI and CBS. Less than 10 million viewers for number four, and NCIS LA was number five. American Idol, by the way, continues to hit new all-time lows in its comeback attempt. It's pretty not going well. Like my board work this week.
Can you imagine how much money they spent to get all that in place?
I think what we've learned from that, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, American Idol with Simon Cowell.
Right. Of course.
And what he might say. And, you know.
Kooky Paula.
Yeah. Paula, you know, she had value on that show.
Blah, 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 blah.
But she was cute. It just has never been the same. I mentioned earlier that a third of Americans in a Gallup poll said that SNL is not funny. 54% though said they had a favorable opinion of the show compared with 22% had an unfavorable. But 39% agree the show's become way too political. The poll also asked a lot of questions about politics on late night shows, and more than half say a lot of the hosts in general lean politically liberal. Really?
Yeah.
42% said Jimmy Kimmel was the most liberal, followed by Stephen Colbert.
I thought Colbert is...
That's all he does.
You know, you turn to entertainment to take a break from reality.
In the case of Colbert, the show was tanking. Did you know that? I mean, it was really tanking until he started this little rant he does.
Yeah.
And then...
That's all he does.
Then that...
What's he going to do if Trump is out in a couple of years?
Good point.
You're going to see these people, a lot of them just vanish from the landscape. By the way, Ted Koppel yesterday said... You didn't like my Ted Koppel?
No, that was good.
Ted Koppel said it's obvious.
The media...
The Washington Post, New York Times, and other media are just trying to get rid of Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. It's not even a... Because they got nothing. None of these investigations, there's nothing. They just don't like him or whatever. Wendy Williams is living in a sober house, which is interesting because she does her show, and then a sobriety coach drives her to the house where she lives with a bunch of smelly boys, quote, who become my family. Rodgers and Hammerstein, as I mentioned, are getting 90% of the Ariana Grande Seven Rings songwriter royalties. And the Woodstock 50 lineup has been announced.
Mm. Oh, who's on that lineup?
Boy.
Well, Jay-Z, Chance the Rapper. Yeah, that reminds me of Woodstock 69.
Yeah, sure.
On the other hand, John Fogerty and John Sebastian and Country Joe McDonald and Canned Heat will be part of it. John Fogerty in particular says, "The mood in the country is different and similar in many respects, but different. I'm very glad I'm able to do this 50 years later." And the first trailer for Stoy Tory 4 is out.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday.
But I'm not going to play it on the air. We don't have time for that. Did you see that happy photo I posted on Facebook yesterday from Jack Ingram?
Of Mrs. Ritterbuttle.
Those are smiling faces there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, as I've said many times, I would never suggest you, when you're ready to purchase something and you want to purchase pre-owned, but reliably pre-owned, you can't go wrong with the cars available at Jack Ingram. It's my policy not to ask you to spend money at a place I don't spend my own. So we traded in two and got two, including a 2007 Subaru Outback, a car that I really didn't know much about until I realized this car not only holds its value, but it's one of the safest vehicles on the road, even with some age on it. So we're very glad that we were able to get that. Looks great, too. And just watch out for a 2017 Silver Corolla, because there's a crazy redhead that'll be driving that around town. she's good. I'm just having a little fun.
I know you are. She's listening right now.
Everything's available at jackingram.com. Prices posted, and you'll love working with Tip Tames. And our guy LC was fantastic. They do it all, including the training, because there's so much, you know, like in the cars, cockpit with hands-free phone technology and stuff, learn how to use all of that. When I went back yesterday after happy hour, she was going through her training session. So she's real pleased with all the options and bells and whistles that go with it. Jack Ingram, 235 Northeastern Bypass or jackingram.com. 7 o'clock is close, so that means Fox News coming up. JLab Random Facts, get your note-taking devices handy so you can play and win our $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz.
With Wow's super fast internet starting at just $39.99 a month, when paired with their most popular TV package for just $45 more per month, I can catch up on last season? Wow. Catch the next season? Wow. Catch all the buzzer beaters? Wow. And catch up with my crew? Whoa. Now that's Wow. Get choice. Get value. Get Wow. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com for details. Limited time offer requires 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Prices exclude taxes and fees. New customers only.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely.